Luisa Diogo was born in 1958 in western Mozambique. She was 17 and in high school when civil war broke out. She studied economics at university and began working in the finance ministry. She quickly worked her way up to be her nation's first ever female leader. She has brought about considerable change in her once war-torn country. When Diogo joined the government in 1980, Mozambique was in its fifth year of civil war, and the economy was in ruins. Diogo's skill in financial affairs and willingness to take risks saw her become department head in 1986 and national budget director 3 years later. In 1994, she won another promotion to deputy finance minister. Mozambique's economy slowly recovered under Diogo's visionary reforms. In 2004, she was named Africa's Finance Minister of the Year and became Prime Minister. Time magazine ranked her as one of the top leaders and revolutionaries in the world, saying, "She leads a government that was once written off as a failed state, but that now posts economic growth rates of an Asian tiger." Diogo spends a lot of time urging African leaders to fight the spread of AIDS. She campaigns for free sexual health services across Africa. She also promotes gender equality and the empowerment of women. In 2007, she launched the Network of Women Ministers and Parliamentarians. Diogo said her central objective is the fight against absolute poverty. She also proudly declares, "Democracy in Mozambique is irreversible."